How do I know if this is even working?
Ladies of the LLLLV.
Thank you. I'll be here all year. Or as long as you listen. Or really just whichever comes first or is better. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking now. Bye.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to episode 20 of Ladies of the LV. I'm sitting down today and I'm super excited with Mary Lopresti. Did I say it correctly?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making sure. She's the founder and owner. Are there any other titles?
I don't know. I mean, I'm everything.
Everything.
I created the menu. I created the name. I did it all. So
yeah. So Mary is badass because she owns Veg Out in Bethlehem. So I was just telling Mary, I don't really know anything about her story. I have no idea how it started, your inspiration, where it all came from. So let's just go back to the beginning.
Okay.
Because honestly, I didn't even know about Veg Out until the actual restaurant. But then as I was reading about it, I heard there were a lot of pop-up situations.
Yes.
So just go back to like the first day that you thought, maybe I should try this. And how did it all come about?
Okay. So I myself have been vegan, vegetarian for about 25 years. I grew up in the Lehigh Valley. I did move around a little bit, but I ended up, you know, settling here and putting my roots down here. And growing up in this area, being vegan, being vegetarian, there's not many options. And I was kind of like searching for them, and really the only other place to go to get them would be like Philly or New York. There was nothing around here unless you wanted to go get maybe the occasional like black bean burger or just like a salad and fries.
Have you been vegan your whole life?
When I was 8 years old, I went vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just grew up that way. That was like a decision that I made just when I found out that what I was eating, I didn't really like animal products, but I didn't know why. And then when someone, you know, asked me, it was my older sister, she was like, why don't you like to eat burgers or chicken fingers? And I was like, there's something wrong with it. Like, I just don't like it. Like, there was always like tendons, or I would see like blood on the plate. And like, I didn't make the connection that it was flesh or muscle or tissue at the time. I just knew something was wrong. And then my sister was like, well, you know, it comes from animals. So that's the skin on the chicken is because that's like our skin. And at such a young age, I was able to make that connection that this is not right. Like, why would we kill an animal? Like, I was so confused by it. So I was like, I don't ever want to eat an animal. She goes, well, then you're vegetarian. I said, oh, I'm vegetarian. So when my mom came home that day, I said, Mom, I'm vegetarian. And she was like, okay. And I was so lucky because, you know, then the next day I told all my friends, like, you're eating animals, like cows and chickens and pigs. And they all were like, what? I don't want to do that either. So it was a very, I feel like, common thing if you could rationalize with a child that you're eating animals. They weren't okay with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, fortunately, like I said, my mom was and was like, okay, and went out and bought me all of these. You know, back then there was like nothing even to buy at the grocery store. It was like Amy's brand was around.
Yeah.
So she bought me like lentil soups and vegetable pot pies. And for her, it actually became easier to feed me because, you know, when my plate was based around a meat product, I didn't really eat anything. And then the second you replace that with just like vegetables, I would eat everything. So for her, it became easier to feed me. But then all my other friends were like, no, I'm not vegetarian. My parents won't let me. So honestly, I have my mom to thank that she was just supportive of this little, I'm sure most people thought this bratty old kid that was like, I'm not eating animals. But I was super lucky and we stuck with it. And then when I became older, I got more involved in like animal rights and realized that the dairy farming, any factory farming really, and the egg industry was even more cruel than, you know, just kind of raising the animals to be slaughtered. It was really traumatic for me when I found out about what all goes into that, because I used to think, oh, you're not killing the animals, so it's okay. And then I slowly transitioned into being like an animal rights activist. And then the second I found out where all of those products were coming from, I was like, I'm vegan. And that was about 10 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I know.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
That's
make
okay.
a pun. So when did you start to think like I could open a restaurant?
Oh, yeah. So circling back, growing up in this area, there was nowhere to eat around here and I'd have to travel very far. And I was just kind of sick of it. Like, I enjoyed going out and being social and dining out, which was, like, not a thing for me for many years in this area. And then I thought to myself, like, I love cooking. I started doing it just to be able to feed myself at parties or, you know, Christmas or anytime Easter we would get together as a family. Everyone was like, well, we're not going to have anything for you to eat here, so do you want to just bring stuff? And I started bringing, like, trays of, like, catered food and basically was, like, feeding all of my friends and family because it just made it easier, so then I could eat everything.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, your food, this is so good. This is even better than, you know, my version of lasagna or spinach dip or whatever I was making or tacos. And everyone's like, you should open up a restaurant. And it just kind of planted the seed from doing that for so long. And then eventually I was like, you know what? I was, you know, just doing odd end jobs and I was in the service industry almost my whole life. And I was like, I could do this. And I was working at Blue Sky Cafe. It was about like 7 or 8 years. And they made the transition to roasted. And I was really close with the owner. And I kind of expressed feelings with her, like as she was going through this transition, switching from being manager to being restaurant owner. I was like, you know, this is something I've always wanted to do, but like a little vegan restaurant or cafe.
Yeah.
And it was one conversation of just kind of like expressing my desires of what I want to do with my life and my future with her. And it kind of came about that they were not using their space. They were only there for breakfast and lunch. And they closed at 2 o'clock. And I was like, I have an idea. I'm like, would you rent this space out to me just for me to like try it out and see if I could, you know, figure it out and if this is something that I want to do, if it would be successful in this area. And she was like, sure. So it really was like within one conversation of just kind of like actually speaking my dreams out loud and having the right person there and listen and having the right connection. And then that's when Veg Out started. So within a month, I was like up and running as a pop-up, and I was just there Friday, Saturday, and Sundays for dinner.
Cool.
Yeah. So then I was like, you know what? No one else is doing this in the area. I'd love to give people, you know, a plant-based option, vegan, vegetarian, even if you were lactose intolerant or gluten-free. I was just kind of really connecting with people that had difficulties going out and, like, enjoying a meal. So I thought, I'm just going to do it myself.
Yeah. So what's the difference between when you were considered a pop-up versus now you're in your own location full-time? How did that change for you?
I really enjoyed the cooking aspect because, like I said, I was in the service industry since I was like 15. I started, you know, hosting, food running, serving, bartending. I loved it and I knew the in and outs, but when I actually got behind the line and was like cooking like more professionally, I realized like this is what I want to do. And it made me like so happy. And the fact that I thought I was doing something that I truly believed in and what like resonated with me like morally, and that I could share that with other people in like a way that wasn't like, you should be vegan or vegetarian for this reason. I was able to like speak to people on a different level by feeding them and realizing that they don't need meat on their plate or animal-based protein. And it really just took off. Like I wasn't sure if Veg Out in the location it was now is going to be successful. But I really, like, once I started it, I was so passionate about it. I was like, I have to see this through. Like, yeah. I kind of need to grow and just do, like, live out my actual dream. Like, what I love doing. Like, animal rights, feeding people, cooking. So then I thought after a year, it was very difficult as, like, the pop-up and, like, using someone else's kitchen and someone else's space. And then that's when I started looking. I was like, I'm going to look for my own space and kind of see if I can make this a thing. And it worked out. Like, it was one of the first locations I looked at.
Oh, wow.
The old Church Street Market. And I just never looked back. I just kept going and was like, this is what I want to do. So I just have to make it happen no matter what. And thankfully, people like you, like people that didn't even know I was kind of doing this pop-up, have now, the word has spread and it's been getting out there. And it kind of was, it's pretty successful right now. So
yeah, it was packed when I was there.
Yeah, so I feel like I don't know, I did the right thing and it feels good, so.
Was it a hard process to get all of the licensing and all of the, you know, the paperwork that you needed?
It was definitely a journey because this is not something, I don't consider myself like a business person. Like, you know, I just knew that I loved cooking and loved serving food. So it was definitely a process and it still is. There's a lot of things that I'm like learning along the way, but I just, as something comes up, I deal with it and you know, ask advice and just kind of figure it out. But it's been a pretty smooth transition.
Yeah. So. I mean, I was there when it was snowing. It was like almost a blizzard, like outside. And people were walking there. People were still driving there. I mean.
Yeah, it's a great location. It was packed. So I feel like the just street traffic kind of has something to do with that as well. But
did you find that as you were kind of going through all the red tape and trying to get everything worked out, did you ever feel like there were people that didn't take you seriously or that questioned you or doubted you or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like that the entire time. But like if you listen to everyone that kind of was like, no, or are you sure you want to do this? Or, you know, I have a very young baby, so people are like, oh, like, how are you going to manage this? And I just said to myself, like, this is something I want to do, and kind of like blocked all of that out and just focused on what I needed to make happen. And I just kept up with it because, right, I'm a young, single mom, female business owner, and it's not the easiest path sometimes, but I just felt like it was something that I needed to do. So yeah. I just kind of conquered it.
Good for you. Thanks. You're a boss.
I am. It feels so weird because I'm so used to like not having that mentality. Even now, I still like don't feel that way. It's just, I don't know, something I just love doing. So like what they say, like, oh, when you find your true passion and what you really enjoy doing, you don't work like a day in your life. And that's like truly how I feel. Like I really found like what I was meant to do. So I don't know. I just keep doing it. It doesn't bother me. I love it. So
are you guys open 7 days a week?
6 days.
6 days.
Yeah. We're there Monday 10 to 8, and then Wednesday through Saturday 10 to 8. Sunday we do a brunch from 8 to 3. Ooh, it's like a different menu than we do the rest of the week, and then we're closed on Tuesdays.
Okay. And what was it like? Did you have people that sort of stuck with you, or did you have an interview process for when you opened up? Like, what was it like to staff? Was that different for you?
Yes, because I went from being open only like 12 hours a week to now, I don't even know how many, but it's a lot more, you know, like more days, more hours. So yeah, I took all of my staff that was, you know, wanted to come with me. They came with me, but I was actually really lucky when I was like looking for people. Word kind of spread that I was like moving locations, and I had people like coming to me, like other vegans in the area.
Oh, good.
That just like supported what I was doing, and you know, they were vegan working at restaurants, and it kind of felt like uncomfortable for them to like serve meat products and like have to do that on a daily basis. So they kind of came to me and they were like, I heard you're opening up. Do you need any more staff? Like, what could I do? People were like willing to do anything. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So it like just worked out for me, and it made it like super easy that I was like interviewing people throughout the month of November. I was closed from the pop-up through the transition that I was getting into the new location. And it just worked out. It was really easy. And I have a great staff. Like, I could not be any happier. The people that I have working for me are so amazing.
Good.
Yeah, I don't know. It just really worked out.
I just have so many like logistical questions. How do you figure out how to legally staff people, pay people, tax? Like, do you have someone that does that for you, or do you figure it all out by yourself?
So again, I just got really lucky. Like, people were reaching out to me. So I had to get an accountant. Mm-hmm. I had to get like people on payroll, and then you have to get workman's comp. I already had, because I knew this from like Veg Out, I had like liability and stuff like that, like insurance. So it was really easy because like people, I think when you like they find out that you're opening a business, they kind of hunt you down because they want your business. So it actually became really easy.
Okay, good.
To find all of these things.
Yeah.
Like, people kind of contacted me, and then I was just like, perfect. And then just ran with it, like a POS system, all these things.
Wow.
I got really lucky.
Well, I think sometimes goodness follows goodness. So you're a good person. You're trying to follow your dream, open up this awesome place. So you gotta give yourself credit.
Like, doing the pop-up was great because it was a way for me to like put my name out there and kind of like build a little bit of a name for myself. So then I think when I moved over, it wasn't like, oh, there's just another new restaurant. It was like, oh, wow, like she's growing, and we kind of can see her journey. And so people like were aware and like knew of me. So I think that's also what helped out. And I went with like a lot of like local people as well, like through my insurance and workman's comp and yeah. payroll and stuff like that. So it just worked out. They kind of like knew of me. So it was a smooth transition.
Has there ever been a day where you run out of seats? I mean, it's kind of like, it's a really, really cool location, but it's also pretty cozy. Yeah. I know even the day I was there, it was like a lot of, I mean, there was probably at least one point where like all the seats were taken. Yeah. Does that happen?
It does. I mean, I'm open, like we get a lunch rush and then like a dinner rush. And then there is that like period in between.
That
it slows down, but it works out because even our kitchen is kind of tiny. So it works out that we could kind of like re-prep everything and kind of get everything ready through the slow times. And then through the busy times, because everyone kind of like comes all within the same like window.
Yeah.
A lot of times people will be like, you know what, I'll take it to go. Because they still want to, like, enjoy the food.
Yeah.
And then they're like, by the time the food's ready, if there is a seat available, they'll end up, like, sitting and staying. And the turnover rate is, like, pretty quick. So a lot of times people, if there's, like, a line out the door and everyone's kind of seated, they'll say, I'll take it to go. But if something happens, and then it a lot of times it does, like, clear out that people
can sit. Have you had a line out the door?
Yeah, that's happened.
Oh my God.
Like a few times. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know. But we're still new, and so people are still like coming and trying us out. So I think it'll like even out eventually. But right now it's been pretty busy just because I think people are pretty like interested and
yeah. Well, curious. It's also like, I mean, it's a niche restaurant. Like if you are a full on vegan, I know we came that day with two of our friends who are strictly vegans, and my fiance, she tries to be vegan as often as possible. She was like straight up vegan for a couple years. And I remember like even making dinner for her, I felt like I had to get so creative, but then I realized how ignorant that kind of is. Cause I'm like, it's really not, you don't have to be that creative. I'm just so used to it the other way.
Right.
And I loved it. I mean, I would try really hard to make things exciting. But the fact that it's such a specific type of restaurant and there's a lot of vegans in the area.
Yeah.
I feel like I could be interviewing you again in a year and you're going to be at like a bigger location.
I hope so. I'm already looking into that just because I feel like I'm ready for the next thing. I have a food truck as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So Vegan Voyagers. So that was like another way for us to kind of like get my food out. I do have a business partner in that venture. He's a local guy as well. He was running like a small business called Satanic Butcher, and through like friends and like other people, they were kind of like, you guys should team up. I think you could make something like really magical happen. And it was the same thing. I just kind of started saying yes to like every opportunity that came my way. And he was like, we should do something together. And I was like, yes. And we were like, what should that be? And like the food truck idea kind of came out of it. So we do that. Last year was like our first season, I guess you could say we did it, and then we put it in hibernation through like the colder months, and we're getting ready to kind of go out this spring, summer, and fall.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'll definitely keep that in mind if I ever need a food truck.
Yeah. We do like a bunch of different events, like Bethlehem Veg Fest, Easton, like a ton of like the different veg fests, but then there's like a bunch of different like animal rights groups, and they put on events that they'll ask us to, or like breweries will ask us to show up.
Yeah. So what's a typical day like for you? How involved are you in like the setup? I know when I got here, you were like, I just got back. We opened at 10.
Right.
How involved are you in like every little aspect of the day to day?
Everything.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I do have, like I said, an amazing staff. So I can trust them to kind of be there and keep things running when I do have to like run errands or do interviews or kind of get things organize or just kind of stock up on all the food and stuff. But I'm there every day. Either I'm like working a shift or prepping all the food, the menus, my creation, all the ingredients and the recipes. So, and I'm also like, I love trying to like change things up and add new things to the menu. So even if like I actually have a break where I'm like, oh, like I'm fully staffed and everything's running smoothly and you know, I don't need to be there. I'm usually just there anyways, like trying to create like new dishes and menu items and stuff like that. So all of it, I would say I'm there all the
time.
Pretty
much there all the time.
Yeah, trying to be new and creative with things.
This is probably an annoying question because people probably ask you all the time, but do you have to consciously make the effort to like balance time for yourself or time with your daughter? Or do you feel like you just kind of take it one day at a time?
If I could, like, actually schedule time in and, like, make sure, like, if I'm there extra one day, like, prepping and setting up and making sure that, like, the next day maybe I would just have to swing in, like, make sure. Because I also am so hands-on. I want to, like, I like to be there and I like to be so involved. But then I will, like, schedule time for myself. And our hours are so, I think they're so great because then I get to, like, wake up with my daughter and have the morning with her.
Yeah.
You know, I'll drop her off with my mom. She loves having her. And then, you know, I don't feel, like, guilty because she gets time with, you know, my family. And then at night, it's great. We close at, like, a decent time so I could go home and see her and go to bed with her. And it just kind of works out. But there are days where I definitely, like, make time for myself. And that's why I also wanted to be closed on a Tuesday, even though I'm usually still, like, answering emails or questions or redoing menus or running, you know, errands for the restaurant. At least I'm, like, doing it with her. So that's, yeah. Like, our day that I don't have to stress and, like, get everything kind of done.
Is it ever an option for you to not go? Like, you can't call in sick or you can't?
I mean, my staff is kind of small, so I'm great at, like, utilizing them. But there are days where, like, if someone else is, like, I can't be there, and it was maybe, like, a day that I planned, oh, I didn't have to come in or I didn't have to be there as long, then I end up kind of staying, like, the whole day. But I enjoy being there. It doesn't, like I said, it doesn't feel like work or doesn't feel straining to me. I just love, like, cooking and doing all that stuff. So I don't even mind it. Like, when someone calls out, I'm like, okay, I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'll stay there all day today. Like, I don't mind. So
yeah,
it works out.
Well, that makes you even more of a boss. Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes.
Okay. What would you say is the hardest thing about being a single mom?
I don't know, because I've been a single parent, like, from the start. Like, me and my ex, we were, like, best friends. So we still are really good friends. And he's, like, we split her 50-50. He has, you know, equal time to her. So I don't know. Just because I've been doing it, like, from the beginning, I never felt like I had to transition into, like, having someone there and then not. It was right. Just from the beginning, it was just, this is my life. This is what I have to do. This is what I have to make happen. And I guess it's just been, it's been really easy because I have such a great support system. Like,
yeah.
He's such a great father. He's so involved. We're still best friends. We do stuff together. We split our week 50-50, which is so nice because, again, like, when I, on days that he has her, I go to work, I don't feel guilty. Like, oh my God, I'm choosing to work today instead of be with my daughter. Right. I'm like, no, this is his time with her. And that, like, lets me go to work and, like, not feel guilty. And she loves it. And she's been used to it this entire time as well. So it was just, I don't know. I don't think it is hard. But that's just because I have, like I said, my mom lives here. She loves having her. And we just all kind of, like, when they say it takes a village,
yeah,
it really does. But I have that village here where I know some people don't. So
yeah.
My family and her dad make it very easy on me.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How do you, I feel like maybe it's just natural for you, but I feel like you're naturally a very positive person. Like, this is what I have to do, so I'm going to do it kind of thing. But
yeah.
Do you ever find that it doesn't come easy for you, or is it just kind of ingrained in who you are?
I want to say it's definitely ingrained in who I am. Like, my mom was such a great role model to me. She was a single mother raising 5 kids. So
wow.
I always saw her get up. She went to work, even if she was sick, even if she didn't feel well, even if there was other things she felt like she needed to do. You know, she was just, like, hardworking. And that's just how I was raised, to just kind of, like, have that hustle. And I don't know how she did it with 5 kids,
because
it's hard to find enough time to, like, work and balance a life with one child. But so that's just how I was raised. So for me, it's just who I was and, like, who I am because of her. And it was the same thing when I had my daughter. I kind of felt like, oh, like, I have this opportunity now to show her, like, how I was raised. Like, you work hard, you're a hustler, you, like, make it work. And I just wanted to, like, show her, like, you could do whatever you want. Like, I'm now following my dreams. Like, I always thought that it's something I wanted to do in the back of my mind. But to get, like, the courage to do it, or the driver to just actually, like, make, like put things in motion, that was much harder than actually just doing it. But because of my daughter, I thought she was like the inspiration for me to kind of like make all this happen. And because I was raised by this strong, independent woman, I was like, I could do this.
Oh, yeah.
I want to do that for my daughter. So she was really the true inspiration behind like what kind of like put me in motion to like do all of these things. So
that's badass.
Thanks.
Does your daughter like the food at Veg Out?
Oh my God, she loves it.
Does she eat vegan? Like,
she is vegan, yeah. Because I've been vegan my entire life, so even when she was in my belly, she was vegan from the start.
And your ex is cool with that? Like
he's vegan too.
Oh my gosh, this really is perfect.
Yeah, he was not when I met him, but he was like very like open minded, like you. He was just like, oh, I'm gonna try to cook like this, or he was very interested in like cooking and like me. Like changing recipes, and like he was like, oh my God, this is so cool that I could switch some like simple ingredients out and it could be vegan. So he went vegetarian like right after we started dating, and then a year later he was like, I'm gonna be vegan. He like started watching all these documentaries, and it was nothing that I forced on him or pushed on him. You know, I would just answer any questions and he would just be more curious, and then sought out, you know, some answers on his own and watched all these documentaries, and then he switched. So yeah, it was so easy then.
That's
then
great.
We were, you know, this little vegan power couple and have this little vegan baby, and I want to raise her to be like a little like woman, strong entrepreneur, vegan, animal rights activist. So
I love that.
Yeah,
it really is out. Perfect. Yeah. I was thinking like, you know, how hard that would be if
that would be,
he wasn't.
Yeah, that would definitely be really difficult. But, and we both, like, are on the same page. We think, you know, we're going to raise her how we believe and, like, what we think is right, just like our parents raised us. And then when she's old enough to make the decision, if she's like, you know, I don't believe this or that, or I want to eat this or that, I'll always support her decision. I just want to make sure she's, like, informed before making any decision, but we support whatever she kind of
wants
to do. Yeah.
So where do you kind of hope? I mean, I know we kind of touched on it a little bit, but assuming that Veg Out is continuously successful, which I'm sure it will be, where do you hope you are with the business in like 5 years from today?
Within like 1 year, I keep telling myself I want to look for like a second location, just because I love the location I'm in. I love the space that I'm in, but it definitely like limits me a little bit because it's kind of like a tinier spot, and with you know, there's like technical parts about it, but I would love to get into like a second location and kind of like focus on one other thing.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of do maybe like a taco place or like a wing place or like some other like vegan thing, but like focus on like one thing and just have it be like its own, a new thing.
Yeah,
not like another Veg Out, just kind of
spin
another off. Like, so that's what I'm looking to do. So hopefully that happens within the next like 2 years. I'd like to try to make that happen, like start looking in the next year, and then within the next 2 years I'd have another location.
Would you ever get a GM, someone who could, like, run it for you?
Right now, I promoted someone to, like, a front-of-house manager, and I promoted someone to, like, a kitchen manager. So that makes my life a little bit easier because I can kind of, like, I'm starting to, like, just now delegate some of the tasks that I don't have time to do, or, like, inventory or help ordering and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, if I were able to find, like, a second location, I would definitely have to grow with staff, employees, and keep promoting people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually there could be a time where you just are bopping into all these locations just to check on it, but they're like well-oiled machines.
Yeah. I mean, that would be amazing, but I would miss it. Like, even if I'm not there for a day, I'm like, I want to be there cooking because that's honestly what I love doing. So
yeah.
Even if that were the case, I would still like make time for me to be there serving up the food. I love cooking and being on the line.
Do you work with, how do you get your food supply? Do you work with local people or do you do the shopping yourself? How does that work?
It's a mix of both. I work with like local, like purveyors, and I have like reps that come in and they are able to supply me with some of the vegan products that I need, but it is still difficult. That would probably be like the one thing that's like a little bit difficult. They don't supply every like vegan product that I need, but like some of the local grocery stores around here, they do. Mm-hmm. So I am still like running around the Lehigh Valley grabbing a bunch of different things. So it's like a mix. Like definitely throughout the week, I'm probably running to different local grocery stores 4 times.
Oh my gosh.
More. But then we do have like suppliers that deliver and order and drop things off for me as well. So it's like a mix.
I had the tacos. I'm not much of a breakfast person. I always want something salty. Like I'll have like a leftover hoagie for breakfast instead of like something sweet.
Yeah.
So we came what would have been like the breakfast hour, but I got the tacos and I loved them. And I think everyone was jealous of my plate. They were so good. So highly recommend anyone who goes get the tacos.
They're pretty scrumptious.
I don't even know what was in them, to be honest, what was in them.
I keep all of my ingredients like pretty simple and I try to keep it like very like relatable to like what people that are not vegan or vegetarian are eating. In the tacos, it is like a tofu based protein that I just season with like traditional taco seasoning. I saute peppers and onions that I like kind of caramelize to add like another like level of flavor to it. We do fresh slaw on them, which is purple cabbage, carrots, thinly sliced like jalapeno peppers, and we make like our own house slaw dressing. We put that on for like a nice fresh crisp crunch, and then we top it with a sriracha mayo that we make in-house.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
I think I might go get them after this.
And they're gluten-free, which is like a great thing.
Oh, yeah.
That I try to, like I said, I can relate to people like having dietary restrictions, even if it's something that they were born with or, you know, have problems eating. So I try to always make things nut-free, gluten-free. I try to do as much soy-free as possible. So
you don't realize how limiting it is until someone in your life is gluten-free or is vegan. And it is frustrating when you go places and there's like nothing that they can get. So honestly, I think you're just going to continue to have lines out the door.
Thanks. I hope so too.
It's awesome. So I always ask 2 questions to finish our podcasts.
Okay.
The first is, what do you like most about yourself? Because we find that a lot of women don't really like to compliment themselves. So we're trying to kind of, you know, change the stigma and give yourself a little pat on the back.
I like most about myself, I think, is that I'm just very accepting of a person. I'm very like compassionate. So for me, I empathize with like animals. That's why I'm vegan, because I just look at everyone as equals. I like consider animals, every living being. I love, you know, people. And I just think that just because I'm just very like open-minded and just, I love everyone. I feel like I'm like a little bit of like a hippie at heart. Like I just want, you know, the world to be like a better place. Like it sounds so cheesy, but I think that's probably like my favorite quality about myself, is that I'm just very like a loving, compassionate person, which I think any vegan at heart is, just because we see the world like a little bit differently than like what most people kind of do.
Yeah. I love that.
Equal rights for all.
I love that.
Yeah.
The other question is a fill in the blank. If women ruled the world, blank.
It would be better.
I wish everyone could see your expression right now.
I have a little plaque when you first walk in, like at the register, that says the future is female. Just because I feel like we can do it all. Like we really can. Like I feel like we are just stronger mentally, emotionally. I mean, no offense, I love, you know, yes. Men, but I just feel like we are, like, we can bring life into this world, we can carry a child, we could, like, be a mother and a hard worker, and we kind of do it all. And I feel like any even successful man, the only reason why they're there is because they have a very successful woman kind of, like, pushing them or taking care of all the details behind them. And I just think it's our time to shine. Like, we don't need to support any man, we could just step up and be the success story ourselves. So
hell yeah. that?
Yeah. Oh my God. That was such a good question.
Well, that's what Ladies of the LV is all about, is finding badass women like yourself.
I love that you call me that, because I don't consider
you are badass. I mean, everything you've just, every question I asked you, you're like, well, I just figured it out. Like, I had to do it and I just figured it out. And there's so many people that would have the same dream or the same idea. And once, you know, they meet that red tape or they get a little confused or frustrated, they would stop. And you are just persistent.
It is scary, definitely. But you just have to take things like one at a time and just kind of focus and conquer them. And yeah.
Well, you are a badass, Mary. So you should tell yourself that. Oh my God. Thank you for being on Ladies of the LV.
Thank you so much for having me. This is so 20. Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. And everyone, if you haven't been to Veg Out, go check it out. Say hi to Mary. And I'm going to go get some tacos.
Yes, I'll go with you.
All right. Bye, everyone.
On behalf of everyone at Ladies of the LV, and by everyone, I mean just me and Amy. Don't be salty, Amy. I said your name. I would really like to thank you for listening. And if you like what you hear, please head over to iTunes and subscribe for future episodes, because we're going to have a lot of badass females on here. And by a lot, I mean hundreds, maybe even millions. Can anyone tell me the exact population of the Lehigh Valley? I don't know why I have to be so aggressive with numbers. Oh my goodness. Anyway, also, please feel free to visit veronicawithaglassofbubbly.com, where we have the podcasts and more blogs and fun things for you to read while you're sipping on a glass of champagne or the bottle. No judgment. We all do what we need to do.